Tell us about that. Do you think the kind of self-confidence and knowledge of who you are that makes you so confident to speak your mind, not worry about what other people think, do you think that came from your mother?
Well, it actually came from my grandmother. But, you know, Nick, it was interesting. Think about this. I love when people say athletes can't speak their minds. So I hear celebrities say we have to walk. I said, you know, I watch television every day, read the newspaper every day. Everybody gets to voice their opinion. And that's the beauty of living in the United States. We can agree and disagree. But it's really funny, like celebrities or famous people, whatever words you want to use, or sports figures, they're like so worried about everybody's going to think about them. And I tell them, I'm like, hey, first of all, these people ain't your friend. They don't like you. I says, first of all, they want you to play your sport well. If you play your sport well, you're probably going to get more of them to like you. But they ain't really your friends. You know, one of the guys who's a really good friend of mine, I've been spending some time with, is Wayne Gretzky. And everybody in Phoenix, number one, owe him an apology, him and Janet. And they treated, I said, these same people who've been kissing your butt all these years assumed that you were guilty, didn't treat you right during this whole process, and it really pissed me off. Because that's what I always tell them. I said, these people aren't your friends. They, when you're the greatest hockey player ever, they're your friend. But if anything goes wrong, they're going to turn against you. That's how it is.